I'm Kelsey.
I'm Cassie.
And I'm Nolan from SCP Weekly. We bring you news from on-site and off-site.
And we share your love for the creative community that surrounds the SCP Wiki.
Join us on Tuesdays for new episodes, wherever you listen to podcasts, or on YouTube at SCP Weekly.
I'm Grigori Karpin from Simply Creative People, the podcast where we discuss GOIs, canons, and stories from the SCP Wiki, and we try to recommend things for all fans of the Wiki, new and old. Look for us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Visit the show page at anchor.fm/simply-creative-people, or follow us on Twitter at SIMCREAT.
The file you are about to hear has been thoroughly scrutinized by the Ethics Committee and approved by the O5 Council for release to trusted associates of the Foundation. This is SCP Unredacted.
Items, purchases, and other oddities gathered by Agent Hopper on his travels, as cataloged by archivist Sylvia Haven. Abridged. Item: 30 zettabytes of documents, media, and correspondence stored on reverse-engineered Maxwellis devout USB drive. Description of branch: unmasked world, ushered by the jailers, causing the entire country of North Korea to be spatially displaced. Method of acquisition: correspondence with the branch's version of the hand, publicly available and declassified jailer documents, social media, Freedom of Information Act requests, bartering with the sisters. Notes by Archivist Haven: this was when my doubts toward LS for bringing Agent Hopper into our ranks were formally dissuaded. I can still feel the grin that was on my face when the preliminary files were placed upon my desk. We've only scratched the surface of indexing the information we found from it. Numerous subtle differences between this branch's data encoding methods and the unmasked's have made it a slow but not unrewarding task. Item: an electronic handheld game titled Dr. Wondertainment's Shooty Man's Vengeance. Description of branch: mundane world where everything related to the Veil gradually disappeared, approximately in the early 2010s. Method of acquisition: purchased from Merrill's Discount Thrifts in Soda Springs, Idaho. Notes by Archivist Haven: what an undignified swan song for the toy maker of this branch. Even more troubling was discovering the fate of our brethren, slain by madmen who then cannibalized themselves. What quieted this world? Item: 2 CDs of Alagadan folk music covered by contemporary musical artists, a t-shirt labeled "I've Got a Hanged King in My Pants," followed by an arrow pointing downwards. Description of branch: partially veiled world where the kingdom of Alagada was converted into an international tourist trap in the 1980s. Method of acquisition: purchased as part of a buy two, get one free sale at a gift shop. Notes by Archivist Haven: fucking capitalism. Item: 20 stone tablets with scripture in an unknown language etched upon it. Description of branch: veiled world where innovations in written communication and currency were not established for reasons currently unknown. Method of acquisition: traded in exchange for a pen and 5 pieces of dried teriyaki jerky. Notes by Archivist Haven: the linguists have been having the time of their lives attempting to translate these tablets. I'm still annoyed Hopper gave away the pen I'd loaned him in order to acquire them. Yes, yes, I have thousands of them in my desk, but it was still rude. Item: a copy of jailer correspondence crumpled in Hopper's hands and smeared with blood not belonging to him. Description of Branch. Unknown. Hopper refused to provide further details. Method of acquisition. Unknown. Hopper refused to provide further details. Notes by Archivist Haven. Hopper didn't shift for almost a year after returning and didn't speak to us for just as long. What could have driven the jailers to surpass both the bookburners and madmen in cruelty? Item. A patch of soil and detritus whereupon chrysanthemum seeds are mixed in. Description of Branch. A realm where those who were adverse to nomenclature won against the children of the night. Method of acquisition. Gathered unintentionally during the man who hops between worlds post-shift nausea from a garden which used to be a library. Notes by Archivist Haven. We're fortunate that Yggdrasil's surveyor was only gone but for a few minutes. Training for etiquette and safety when dealing with they who steal nouns was immediately assigned. Item. 50 zettabytes of documents, media, and correspondence stored on reverse-engineered Maxwellis Devout USB drive, sanitized beforehand by the jailers. Description of Branch. A world going through an apocalypse where Jehudi, more commonly known amongst the scholars as Thoth, erased the mentalities of humanity and replaced it with those of birds. Method of acquisition. Downloaded from a jailer database with the assistance of Avian Division Agent Gosling. Notes by Archivist Haven. Hopper and I got into a quiet argument about cataloging the information contained within it. What if their attempts at scrubbing the vector were incomplete, or they intentionally lied about it? Hopper asked of me. These jailers are in name only, run by ducks and swans fighting their Egyptian patron. Why in the hells would they try to screw us over? We stared at each other for minutes on end, but I could think of no counter-argument. I'm still sending this to the scanners. I will be taking no chances.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, join my Discord community, hire me on Fiverr, or help support me by becoming a patron for as little as $3 a month. Regardless of tier, all patrons get early access to every single episode. The links are in the description. I don't have the talent it takes to write a skip. All I do is read. Original authors make this podcast possible, so credit to the original author. Their links in the description. Show them some love as well. Consider becoming a member of the SCP Wiki. Upvote their work, and maybe write a skip of your own. Maybe I'll read it here someday. You never know if you never try. The content of this podcast and content relating to the SCP Foundation, including the SCP Foundation logo, is licensed under Creative Commons Sharealike 3.0, and all concepts originate from scpwiki.com and its authors. This recording, being derived from this content, is hereby also released under Creative Commons Sharealike 3.0.
Hey there, this is DJ Skip, host of Foundation After Midnight Radio, coming to you from the only third shift broadcast for personnel by personnel. Be sure to tune in wherever you listen to podcasts to not miss out on containment news and community announcements from within the Foundation.